Welcome to Three Steps Forward, a podcast designed to help us grow as Jews, just a few steps at a time. In each episode, we will meet one interesting and thoughtful person with one or two pieces of useful advice to give. Our goal is to be both spiritually ambitious and humble. We really believe that we can accomplish great things if we take it just a few steps at a time. I have the delight, the pleasure, the real unbelievable pleasure of being joined by my good friend, Rabbi Ari Zucker, who I never get to see. Rabbi Zucker was previously a fellow at the YU Kollel in Chicago. He is an outgoing Rebbe at the Skokie Yeshiva and the incoming middle school principal, Judaics.
Assistant principal
at Kushner. Wow, what a wise, wonderful, really just special, sweet person. And thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Rabbi Sprung.
I'm so happy to see you. Please, Rabbi Zucker, we are looking for one practical tip in our Avodat Hashem, in our service of God. Can you please help us out over here? Give us one idea you want to share.
There's this wonderful book called The Happiness Project by Gretchen Rubin. And she goes through a whole year's journey of trying to find happiness. And one of the things she picks up, she's got a tremendous number of like great little life tips. Mm-hmm. And this doesn't count as my tips. Rabbis are always allowed to have introductions to their introductions.
Nice.
And
nice.
So the first tip is read The Happiness Project. It's very worthwhile. Gretchen Rubin. But Gretchen Rubin talks about a one-minute task. And so often in life, we find these one-minute tasks that we avoid, that we procrastinate, such as like putting the bowl, in the dishwasher instead of just, putting it in the sink, or just taking care of little things that we often push off because I'll just deal with it later. But on the whole, over the course of your day, when you accomplish all those little one-minute tasks, there's less weighing on you, you're more free, and you actually feel like you accomplish much more, even though it didn't take a lot of time, it didn't take a lot of energy, a lot of effort, and you feel much better about it at the end of the day. And in our Jewish lives, there are one-minute tasks and there are one-minute experiences, but let's tell a story from the Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer? Yeah? he was asked, how did he become one of the leading rabbis of the generation? And he said it took him maybe 5 minutes. I'll do 5 minutes if I could be the leading rabbi of the generation. And he said, no, every time someone else said, I only have 5 minutes now, I'm not going to spend time learning. I'm not going to put the extra 5 minutes into making my prayer worthwhile. He always put in those extra 5 minutes that no one else was willing to do, and that's really what separated him from everyone else. And in our own lives, if we utilize those small little moments, put in a little bit of effort here, we're going to feel it in the long run, whether it's today, tomorrow, we're always going to be so much happier because we're putting in a little bit more time, just one more minute.
Wow. How fabulous is that? Rabbi Ari Zucker, thank you for your wisdom. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. This is fun.
Wow. Thank you so much for taking 3 steps forward with me. There is a wide and bright horizon ahead. Please review our podcast, and if you learned something new, share it with a friend. More episodes are on the way.